Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Evernon of the Paulus Fathers. As I record this podcast early on New Year's Eve morning, I'm wondering, do I dare wish all of you a Happy New Year? Well, of course I do, but the question remains, why? The pandemic is reaching heights unknown to us before. Air travel is a great burden, a struggle, and especially over this weekend. A small town between Denver, Colorado, and Boulder was burned to the ground with winds and fire. Fire and winds of over 100 miles per hour. If we turn our gaze to religion and politics, there isn't a whole lot of good things happening there either. So is it going to be a good new year? Despite all of this and much more, I can honestly this morning wish you all a very happy new year. Happiness and sorrow will come, and we can embrace it all. Embrace it all if we have one ingredient, and that ingredient is curiosity. This weekend we celebrate not just the beginning of a brand new year, but we celebrate the feast of the Epiphany, the manifestation of Christ to the world. In fact, the manifestation of Christ to the entire cosmos. Curiosity played and plays a very important part of this. The Christ is hidden in the flesh of a newborn baby, in a cold manger, among immigrants forced to move about by orders of the government, in a land that is under foreign occupation. People who are homeless, wandering about, people who are hungry and fearful. And yet in the midst of all of this cold and darkness, three people see a star, and they wonder and are curious about that star, and they begin to follow it. They allow their curiosity to be led by that star, not by superhuman knowledge or even by logic, but simply led by their curiosity, their wonder, and amazement at a star. Things don't have to be right or correct, and certainly things or life doesn't have to be perfect. Before we begin to allow ourselves to be curious, to be filled with wonder and amazement. It happened in the dead of night, under harsh conditions both physical and mental and spiritual 2,000 years ago. And it happens to us right now, right here. Be curious about how you might help a homeless person or a hungry person, and allow your curiosity to lead you into action. Be curious why so many deny the pandemic or refuse to take the vaccine that they really need. Be curious and allow your curiosity to lead you to action. Be curious about the person who isn't talking to you or hasn't called you in a very long time. Be curious about the pain, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual, that you've never felt before. Be curious about that. Be curious about why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And let your curiosities lead you to action. It is curiosity that helps us to see the good in every situation, helps us to bring order out of chaos, helps us to hear and heal and forgive. Our curiosity helps us to see the risen Christ in everyone and in everything, and helps us to bring the risen Christ to others. Christ is over there. Christ is right here. Christ is right now. Our calling is to see the Christ right here, right now, and to unveil the Christ in everyone, in everything, right here, right now. And so, Happy New Year.